So I would say human design, when I learned about it, it didn't make me feel special or anything. It just made me more patient. It helped me understand that my power isn't in pushing, it's in timing. So if you look at your human design, it will help you understand your power more, where that comes from, and your energy. I mean, I'm someone who has chased momentum, right? That was medicine. So if you're exploring your chart, I'd say don't use it to box yourself in or anything, right? But maybe just use it to be open to understanding another part of your energy, or also to forgive yourself. Hello, hello, magical friends, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Let's do a little witchy Wednesday first, of course, starting with the tarot deck. I've got one right here for us, and this is actually an oracle deck by Cheyenne Zarate called The Wild Women Woman Oracle. Ooh, this one. Lilith, the first feminist. Autonomy. Number two, let's see what our message is today. In what ways have I been sacrificing my autonomy or personal freedom for the acceptance or approval of another lately? Ooh. Lilith reminds you that regardless of how much you may love or care for another, it is never okay to sacrifice your personal freedom for them, period. What's more, if someone genuinely loves and cares for you, they would never ask you, whether overtly or covertly, to do so in the first place. Respect and equality are the baseline of any healthy relationship, and if these qualities are not present, Lilith urges you to free yourself from this dynamic, even if that means being demonized for it. Okay, well, that is our message, which I think it was this Monday I talked about self-leadership. So it does kind of go hand in hand with the autonomy, the personal freedom, choosing ourselves, not waiting for the reassurance or the approval of others. So voila, thank you universe for continuing this message. And with that said, I wanted to do fun, do a little 101, revisit something that we've talked about a lot on this podcast before, but this is a refresher for many of you, a refresher for me, and maybe an introduction for many of you. This is something that I feel is grounded and embodied and very usable, and it's not typically labeled witchy, even though this is Witchy Wednesday, right? Some people might be like, Raquel, this sounds more self-development than spell work, right? But yes, okay, human design, as you see from the title, we're talking about human design. To me, witchy doesn't always have to mean candles and spell work, right? Witchy is anything that helps you understand your energy. Witchy is self-awareness. Witchy is remembering how you're wired and choosing to work with it instead of against it. And anything that feels natural or is part of our nature, right? So human design, this is an energetic blueprint. So whether you're brand new to this, or you learned about this years ago, maybe you forgot your type, or you forgot a lot about it, or you just need a gentle refresher, this is for you. I've had Erin Claire Jones, who is a human design expert, on the podcast many times. She is my favorite go-to for human design, so I highly, highly recommend that if you are into whatever I share here, to go check her out. I need to get her back on the pod once I have guests again. I adore Erin. Anyway, human design. This was created back in 1987, so it's slightly new, right? It's young. It's not even 40 years old, but this is by a man named Ra Uruhu, and he claimed it came through him during a mystical experience. So it does have a very witchy origin story, honestly, but what makes it interesting is that it combines ancient systems and modern science. So it blends Western astrology, the I Ching, the chakra system, Kabbalah, and quantum physics. So it's this strange hybrid of mysticism and mechanics. So it takes your exact birth date, time, and also your location, and then it creates a body graph. Basically a map of how your energy moves through you, not your personality, your energy. And that distinction matters because human design isn't about becoming someone new. It's about deconditioning and realizing that maybe you're not lazy. Maybe you're just not built to hustle 24/7, or maybe you're not too emotional, or you're designed to feel deeply, or you're not inconsistent, or maybe you're cyclical. And anything that helps you just drop the shame to understand how you're wired and return to your natural rhythm, and also how you bring in abundance or just feel right, aligned in this world and how you are functioning in this world. That's sacred, right? So there are 5 energy types. This will be a very high level overview. No, but I'm just going to share the basics. I will link older episodes with Erin Claire Jones in the show notes as she does deep dives of each. But this is a refresher again, and maybe an encourager to go really dive into yours. So, and I go to jovianarchive.com to get a free chart. I believe Erin Claire Jones also has her own. I guess I've used Jovian Archive forever, which I'll link that in the show notes. If you know yours, see if this resonates. And if you don't, just notice what feels like you. There are generators. You're here to respond to life. You have sustainable life force energy when you're doing what lights you up. Frustration is your signal that you're off track. So that's good to know. Then there's manifesting generators. They're similar to generators, but multi-passionate. You move fast. You pivot. You're not here to do things in a linear way. Then we've got projectors. You are the guides. You're not designed to work nonstop. You're designed to be recognized and invited. Bitterness is your cue. Something is misaligned. The manifestors, you initiate. You're the spark. You're not here to wait for permission. Anger is your sign you're being controlled. So if you're angry, let that signal something to you. And then reflectors, you are the rarest type. You sample and reflect the energy of your environment. You're lunar, you're cyclical. You need time, like a full moon cycle, to make big decisions. And already, can you feel how relieving it is to know not everyone is built the same, right? We're all energetically different. And so there's also, when you look at your chart, you're going to see strategy and authority. I'd say this is the practical magic. This is where human design becomes actually useful. So your strategy is how you're meant to engage with life. You're maybe meant to respond, wait for the invitation, inform, wait a lunar cycle. So your authority is how you make decisions. Emotional, wait for clarity over time. Does your chart say sacral? Listen to your gut, yes or no. Splenic, trust the quiet instinct in the moment. Ego, does it say ego? Follow desire. Do you see self-projected? Talk it out then. Lunar, wait. And imagine if instead of spiraling in your mind, you made decisions the way your body was designed to. That's the experiment. Human design is not dogma. It's a system to test. So my relationship with it now, I'd say, is I used to be very fire about spirituality, right? Everything was activation. Everything was a download. And now I'm softer. I don't need human design to define me, obviously, or my energy, but I do appreciate how it explains certain patterns without making me wrong for them. And it gives language, right? And language can be liberating, especially if you grew up feeling like you were too much or if you felt like you were not enough. And so my design, and also this is why it humbled me. So for context, I'm a projector, which makes a lot of sense to me. It explains a lot. My strategy is also to wait for recognition and the invitation. And my signature is success. My not self theme, so you'll see your not self theme, is bitterness. Bitterness as a spiritual cue, that one will humble you. Because as a projector, I'm not here to initiate everything. I'm not here to force momentum. I'm not here to outwork generators, obviously. I'm here to see, refine, and to offer insight when it's actually invited.
When it comes to feeding your baby, confidence is everything, and that's why I love Bobbie. Bobbie's organic European-style infant formulas are designed to support all feeding journeys, whether you're breastfeeding, combo feeding, exclusively formula feeding, or just keeping a backup can in the pantry. Bobbie is a brand that truly meets parents where they are. So what really stood out to me is how thoughtful Bobbie is about every detail. They only use carefully sourced ingredients backed by proven science, and every single batch goes through over 2,000 safety and quality checks before it ever leaves their U.S. manufacturing facility. That level of care makes such a difference when you're choosing what goes into your baby's bottle. Bobbi also offers a full suite of recipes and holds some of the most trusted certifications out there: USDA Organic, EU Organic, European Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free, a high quality infant formula you can genuinely feel good about. And parents aren't the only ones who love it. Bobbi has been recognized as Babylist's 2025 Top Choice Organic Formula and named 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports, which says so much about the trust they've built. I love that Bobbi was created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they made one that did. It's inclusive, intentional, and built to help parents feed with confidence no matter what their journey looks like. If you want to learn more, head to HiBobbi.com. That's HiBobbi.com, HiBobbi.com, to find the organic, clean, high-quality infant formula trusted by parents and loved by babies.
The emotional authority is also something to look at. This means I cannot rush clarity. So I have solar plexus authority, which means I'm emotional and I am not designed to make decisions in the moment. Mm-mm. Even though sometimes I tend to be impulsive, I need to not be. I need to ride the wave. High clarity is not real clarity, right? Low mood is not real clarity. Neutral after time, yeah, that's clarity. And if you've ever watched me process something publicly or pull back before deciding, that's why. I physically cannot know in the now, and learning that has softened so much self-judgment. So I'm gonna expand a bit on authority for everyone else. So let's say you look at yours and yours says sacral authority. I'd say this one is primal. It's in the gut. It's not words. It's a sound. It's immediate. It's physical. So sacral beings are designed to respond in the moment and not to initiate from the mind, but to react to something outside of them. When it's a yes, the body expands. When it's a no, it contracts. And so the more you ignore it, the quieter it gets. Then let's say you look at your authority and it's a splenic. This one is subtle. It's instinct. It speaks once, quietly, in the now, and it's not emotional. It's not loud. It's not dramatic. It's that microsecond whisper that says, this feels safe. Or maybe it says, leave. And the tricky part, it doesn't repeat itself. So splenic authority is about learning to trust the first hit before the mind rationalizes it away. Let's say you look at your authority and it says ego. Well, this one surprises people. Ego authority is about desire, not obligation and not logic. What do you want, right? Can you feel your will behind something? Ego authority people are designed to make decisions based on what fuels them, what strengthens their sense of self. If it drains your will, if it's not aligned, is it aligned? Then if you look at authority and it says self-projected, this one processes through voice. Clarity comes when you hear yourself speak, not when someone gives you advice. You don't need feedback. You need a sounding board. The truth emerges as you talk. So sometimes you won't know what you think until you hear yourself say it out loud. Then let's say you look at yours and it says a lunar authority, which is for reflectors. If you're a reflector, you are rare. You are designed to wait a full lunar cycle, about 28 days, before making big decisions because you sample the entire environment. You need time to experience the energy in different settings, different moods, different phases. Your clarity is slow, but when it lands, it's deeply wise. So why this matters is imagine how different your life would feel if you stopped forcing decisions from your head. If you trusted your wave or your gut, your instinct, your desire, voice, timing, authority is less about control and more about surrender. And that, to me, is very witchy because it asks you to trust something invisible but embodied. And again, emotional authority, solar plexus. This is honestly the most common authority. I'm also emotional authority. If you're emotional, you are not designed for instant clarity. You operate on a wave. High excitement is not clarity. Low mood is not clarity. Even relief can be misleading. Clarity comes over time. You need to feel the full emotional spectrum before you decide. And That can feel inconvenient in a world that wants immediate answers, right? But emotional authority people are here to honor timing. So if it's still a yes after the wave, that's real. If it fades, that's information for you. So I would say human design, when I learned about it, it didn't make me feel special or anything. It just made me more patient. It helped me understand that my power isn't in pushing, it's in timing. So if you look at your human design, it will help you understand your power more, where that comes from and your energy. I mean, I'm someone who has chased momentum, right? That was medicine. So if you're exploring your chart, I'd say don't use it to box yourself in or anything, right? But maybe just use it to be open to understanding another part of your energy, or also to forgive yourself. Because sometimes, I'd say one of the most witchy things that you can do is stop trying to be a generator when you're a projector, right? Vice versa. And so again, if you never looked up your chart, you can pull it for free online. I go to, and I'll link it in the show notes, Jovian Archive, J-O-V-I-A-N, archive.com. Just learn your type, notice what resonates, notice what doesn't. You are not here to fit into a system. The system is here to illuminate you. Honestly, human design is less about prediction and more about permission. And permission is the most witchy thing of all, I'd say. So anyway, with all that being said, that's your little energetic blueprint refresher. If you know your type, tell me how it feels. And if you don't, maybe this is your nudge to explore it again. Your design isn't random, by the way, it's intentional. And say hi to me on Substack. That's the only site I'm really scrolling right now and following everybody back. My Substack is Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. I have about another week of not looking at the doom scrolling app, so I'm not on Instagram right now, but my Instagram is also Raquel Mantra. Anyway, with all that being said, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.